This Being Boss episode is brought to you by 2020, where creative minds get authentic real-world stock photos. Are you tired of coming across stock photos that misrepresent women's identity and truly lack in diversity when looking for new content for your creative projects? 2020 lets you buy millions of authentic real-world photos proven to increase the brand image of your business. And they have a very notorious Real Women photo collection. Today, they're offering listeners of Being Boss a 5-photo free trial. To start yours right now, go to 2020.com/beingboss. That's the word 20, then 20.com/beingboss to get 5 free photos.
Okay, guys. Last week, we talked about Instagram and our love of Instagram and our tips for Instagram. And this week, let's talk about Facebook, which might have a totally different tune.
Let's do it. Because I've hated Facebook for many, many years. Like, been totally opposed and appalled by it for sure. I remember whenever I got on Facebook, fucking 12 years ago. Let's just, like, throw 12 years ago when I got on Facebook. I remember, like, all of my, like, schoolmates and stuff were on Facebook, and I remember the creepy people started to get on Facebook. And by creepy people, I mean the people who were, like, 21 or whatever.
Oh, because they were, like,
because they were, like, too old at 21.
Yeah, they were too old. They needed to have jobs and be getting shit done. And I remember way back then thinking, okay, whenever I turn 21, I'm getting
Which
off.
It's funny of because, like, Facebook was originally created for 21-year-olds. Like, it was a college platform.
Right. Well, at 21, anyway. You should be graduating college. You should be graduating by then and definitely have a job. So I was really just as bitchy then as I am now. And my goal was always to get off of Facebook whenever I turned 21. And then 21 rolled around and then everyone's just getting on Facebook. So it didn't happen. And I remember thinking, when my mom gets Facebook, I quit. And then a couple years later, my mom gets Facebook. And yet I'm still there. And I'm only there for business. I don't like it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so I was never mad about Facebook. I've always been fine with it. But with some of the, I mean, the reason why Caitlin was just telling us before we started recording that her mom was like, I'm leaving Facebook and here's why. And it's like because they know a lot about us and like, you know, maybe their ethics aren't like super on point. And those are kind of the reasons why I want to quit, too.
I mean, also, those are really important reasons. And if like that were the company that makes your, you know, hamburger patties, you'd probably just stop buying those hamburger patties without thinking about it.
You're exactly right. Like, I don't eat at McDonald's. Why am I on Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal also with Facebook is that I think that there's like just this, if Facebook has a company culture, right? And it's so funny because Facebook owns Instagram. Like that is not lost on me and I love Instagram. But whenever it comes to like the tone that people have on Facebook versus Instagram, like Instagram's still like a happy, fun, beautiful place to be. Facebook is dark and angry and political moody. And moody and sad. I don't know. I just feel like I never feel good whenever I'm on Facebook. So like that's kind of probably more around the reason why I want to leave. Also the Big Brother stuff. Like I really do feel like the stuff that like George Orwell was warning us about has come to fruition.
Yes, but and not just Facebook, but Instagram, which like maybe that needs to be a whole other full episode on its own where we're talking about why we're okay with Instagram and not Facebook. I think I need to do some soul searching around that one first. But my biggest thing with Facebook too is really whenever I think about who I want to be surrounding myself with, what I want to be doing all day, all of those things. It's rarely with the people who are hanging out on Facebook all the time and definitely not reading all the things that are there. So we've even done some things where, you know, we're thinking about where do we find our dream customer, like some hardcore, like online business marketing things. And we're preaching over here, do the work, be boss. And you're not doing the work if you're hanging out on Facebook all day. And if you're not doing the work because you're hanging out on Facebook all day, then you're not a Being Boss Dream customer. So that for us is one big reason why we do see Facebook as potentially not being a platform that we put much more energy into as a business.
I know.
Do you just mean hanging out on Facebook versus Instagram because Facebook is that quote unquote dark, depressing political place?
Or it like also just takes the time more suck. Time and energy to like go through, read all the posts, comment on the thing, like it, blah, blah, blah. Whereas like Instagram, I always feel like it's so much more just, you're just scrolling around looking at photos, which agreed. I don't think our dream customers are spending as much time on Instagram either, but they are looking for inspiration as opposed to things that are going to make them sad and depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel this Facebook rat race happening amongst business owners where like they all feel like they should be on Facebook. I know that every time I work with a Braid Creative client, one of the exercises that we take them through is where they're sharing their content. And we have them list out every single place they are showing up. So whether that be a blog, a podcast, YouTube, I certainly like it better whenever it's a place where you can create and express original content. And I think that's one of my biggest problems with Facebook is that it's a lot of people like regurgitating and sharing other content that is not their own. I like being in a place, and I think this is probably what you're talking about, Emily, whenever it comes to our own dream customer for Being Boss. Like, we like being in places and hanging out with people who are creating something. So yes, we like hanging out with podcasters, bloggers, photographers, people who are spending their time making stuff and expressing themselves. And I feel like Facebook isn't super conducive for that. But I do feel like there's this rat race where people feel like they should be on Facebook because everybody is there. It's almost like the modern day phone book on steroids, right? Like, it's just where you can connect with people and get a hold of them. And this is why it makes it so freaking hard to quit when you turn 21, when your mom joins, like all, you have all these different cutoff dates. And even as I think about like, okay, what if I just did leave Facebook? Like, I don't care if people from high school can't get a hold of me, or I don't care if I miss out on my 20-year reunion because it was organized on Facebook, right? And I think that in the early internet days, Facebook was a great place to find your community. Like, and whenever I say early internet days, maybe even like 3 years ago, whenever Facebook groups really exploded, like, I think that it really is good for entrepreneurs to feel less alone. But I think that there are so many better alternatives now that we don't need it as much. But sorry, coming back to people feeling like they should be on Facebook, this is what I really want to talk about today, because businesses are feeling this and we've even felt it. Like, everyone's running Facebook ads. Maybe we should try it. And we've tried it. How do we feel about it?
A waste of money. It was a complete and utter waste of money. And one of the things that we found was that the people that we were attracting through Facebook ads were not quality leads at all. Like, they negatively affected our open rates. They just filled us up with numbers without actually adding value to our list of potential customers, which only reiterated what we had anticipated before, in that Facebook is not where we're finding our people. I do think that there are some places in some ways that some businesses can effectively use Facebook. And I'm thinking particularly around brick and mortar stores and smaller communities, the kinds of communities that, you know, really are on Facebook only as a social media platform. And, you know, it's not made up of a population of people who get Instagram and use it or whatever it may be. I do think in those cases, Facebook can be really useful, but it's also not the only tool. I think very often when it comes to people trying to make decisions about online platforms, whether that's where they put their website or where they're investing their energy in social media, they always default to the one that they hear about. When in reality, there are tons of options out there if you just do a little bit of research. And quite likely, there's a platform that will better suit your needs that you're not even aware yet. You just are defaulting to the one that you've heard about first and most from the people around you. So I think, as in all things, when it comes to online business, do your research and make good decisions based on what it is that you want to accomplish with the effort that you're putting into it. I think for far too long, people have assumed that Facebook is the solution, when really it's just a solution, and it's one that's less of a solution now than it probably ever has been in the past.
I think that social media is important for business, and I think it is going to the place that you enjoy the most, whether that be Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or whatever. But I think that a really great alternative to Facebook, and one that we are really pushing hard here at Being Boss, is getting offline. So for me, I would at this point rather spend or invest $5,000 into going to a bomb-ass conference and meeting people face-to-face, hanging out with people versus... And I say $5,000. That includes me and you, Emily, going together.
That's a lot of money.
But you know, I know that for me, like in my early days of blogging, the amount of money that I would spend going to Alt Summit wasn't money that I necessarily had. Right. But whenever I think about what people are investing in branding or Facebook ads or all of that stuff, take that money and travel somewhere to connect with other creatives in person, offline. You will see the return on your investment every single time.
Absolutely.
Any final thoughts on the future of social media or Facebook?
Well, I did get told the other day by Caitlin here that we can't delete our Facebook pages, like our individual Facebook accounts, because if we do that, we don't have a business Instagram. Mm-hmm. Which stinks. So they're going to hold on to at least one of us a little bit longer. but I do wholeheartedly think that I'm legit done with Facebook. And I say legit done. I haven't had the Facebook app on my phone in years. I haven't like checked in on my Facebook page for like personal reasons in years. The only reason I have it is for Facebook ads and business pages. And I'm ready to even sort of relinquish some of the time and energy and effort that I put into those things, because I don't see Facebook as a reliable and good use of resources for what we're building here at Being Boss, or that I will ever build at Almanac.
And I'd just like to add a huge disclaimer that if you are on Facebook, and especially if you're one of the early Facebook group adopters that has a thriving group and that's kind of like your main draw, all the power to you. You might be one of those reasons why people haven't left Facebook, because whatever you have out there is so good for them. And that's amazing. And maybe Instagram doesn't work for you. Or maybe same thing with Twitter. Maybe you have a, like, that's your place, when a lot of people are also leaving Twitter right now. So if something is working for you, continue doing that. But I think this is just a platform that's difficult to get started on right now. And that's sort of what we're saying.
Yeah. And like, no pressure to quit because we want to quit, but also no pressure to join because everybody else is. I think that's the ultimate message, is that you have to do what's right for you. Right now, we're feeling funny around Facebook. Oh, this is something I wanted to mention, is I've been thinking about even just wiping my Facebook clean, like deleting all of the data off of it, like off of my personal page. I don't even know if that's even possible at this point. But it is kind of like a Marie Kondo purging kind of situation, where you have these emotional attachments to, I don't know, your timeline history of your child being born. Like, it is really hard to let go of some of that stuff. But I'm also at the point where I'd rather make real memories. I'd rather print off my photos and have them in a drawer somewhere rather than on Facebook.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone do some soul searching around how they feel about Facebook and Instagram. Keep us updated. Let us know on our Instagram how you feel about Facebook. This minisode was brought to you by 2020. Check them out at 2020.com/beingboss. That's TWENTY 20 as in the number .com/beingboss.
Did you like this minisode? Be sure to check us out on our website at beingboss.club. There you can find more from Being Boss, including our full episodes, minisodes, and blog posts. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our mailing list so that you can get access to behind the scenes and exclusive content from Kathleen and myself to help you be more boss in your work and life. Do the work. Be boss.